Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba with my wife, Tarina Mwamba, here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America, broadcasting live here on Blog Talk Radio on the Mwamba Wood Outreach School of Ministry. I welcome you all from all the four corners of the world, wherever you're listening to us on this broadcast. Is coming to you live right now. I've been following the graphs and looking at how many people are listening to us so far. We have 6,852 people listening to this broadcast so far. 6,000 is a pretty big number, knowing that there are many stations around the world where you can be listening to. But, you know, I came on air because I know that God has anointed me and chosen me to speak to you at an hour such as this. I'm not an amateur in the things of God. I've been around for a long time. I was called by the Lord in ministry in 1980. And I went to Nigeria where I did my 2 years Associate of Arts degree program in 1984. I came back from Nigeria in December of 1985. Now, if you look at the years, I've been doing ministry more than 30 years. I was ordained by the Archbishop Peter Hosa in Nigeria. I was a senior school prefect in the Bible College there in Nigeria. And we held big, big crusades that involved Frederick Casey Price, Evangelist Richard Roberts, Kenneth Copeland. We had people like Reinhard Bonnke come to Nigeria. Reinhard Bonnke, we held a big crusade in Lagos where we had over 1.5 million people attend. The time I lived in Nigeria, Lagos, a city, only had over 12 million people. That's a big, 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 big number of people in a city. And so, you know, I've been around the block. I've preached in many countries of the world. I've been to Cameroons. I was in Douala in Cameroon. I've been to Nairobi, Kenya. I've preached in the church of Bishop Tumisiing, who has over 3,000 members. I've been to Tanzania, Dar es Salaam. I ministered in a church belonging to a Tanzanian pastor, Pastor Joe. He had over 600 members in his church. I've been to Gaborone, Botswana. I preached in Gaborone with Bishop Mahome, who is no more now. He's gone to be with the Lord. But we had big meetings in Botswana. We even went to the birthplace of their president. I went to the house where the first president of Botswana family lived. And I met part of his family. We prayed together there in Botswana. I've been to Zimbabwe. I've ministered in Harare. We had a big meeting with Reinhard Bonnke in Harare. After the meeting with Reinhard, I had various, engagements within Zimbabwe. We were at the Sheraton's Hotel in Zimbabwe, and we are mightily blessed of the Lord. I've been to South Africa in Johannesburg. I've been to Pietermaritzburg with my friend who was a deaconess in my church, Deaconess Vijay. We had a great time there in Botswana, in South Africa. I've flown many times before I came to the United States, going through South Africa, sometimes flying straight from South Africa to New York, JFK. And at times I would fly from Lusaka to South Africa, then London, then JFK. But, you know, God has taken me around the world. I've preached in London. I've been to Cardiff. I've been to South Wales. I've preached in Port Talbot. And I've had ministry in Sweden. I've preached in Vogada, in Kumla, Harlingsås, Henne. I've crisscrossed the globe. And here in America, God opened doors for me. I've preached in many places here in America. Been to New York. Excuse me, St. Louis, Missouri, been to Atlanta, Georgia, I've been to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, I've been to, I crisscrossed Texas. I live in Texas, but I crisscrossed Texas. I've been to Belton, ministered in Longview. I preached in Texarkana, Texas. I've had big, mighty ministry in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where I also lived for over 1 year. I've had ministry, and I went to seminary in Massachusetts for my Master of Divinity degree program in Southampton, Massachusetts. You know, I've crisscrossed. In Tulsa, I had a very good relationship with the evangelist Richard Roberts. We have been very good friends for many years. I invited him to Zambia. We had very big meetings in Zambia that involved our president of the Republic of Zambia. At that time, was President Frederick Chiluba. Have I been on the move? So like I say, I'm not an amateur when I start talking about things of God, when I start sharing about what God has done. I've been there. We have done ministry. We have done the work of God. And so it's not like I'm talking about something strange, but I'm talking about things that I've done. Today, I would like to share with you, if you have your laptop or you have your iPhone or whatever gadget you're looking at right now, it says Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba presents saying yes to a no. Now this, in fact, there was a typographical error here. It's supposed to say Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba presents. There's a presents missing, but we are going to audit it before it is actually released or published. Saying a yes to a no. You know, the teachings I've been giving for the last 4 or 5 sessions have been on encouraging you to get out of your circumference, to get out of where the devil has circumscribed you, to get out of the place where the devil has limited you, okay? Now, I listened to a message by Bob Tutton many years ago, and he shared on this particular teaching as well. And it was encouraging to hear him. I had great respect for Bob Tutton. I know many people disqualified him because his fundraising schemes were not right. But I believe that guy was a man of God, although he missed it in many ways, you know. But I have great respect for him. Although, like I say, he missed it in many ways. But, you know, who never makes a mistake? Who never sins? We are not yet glorified. We are still in this body where we can miss it and sin. But anyway, I'd like us to look to the Word of God in Job 22, reading from verse 28. I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. If you have your Bible, you can follow with me. The Bible reads from verse 28. Actually, let's start from verse 21. I know 28 is the key verse, but I'd like us to start from verse 21. It says, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Verse 27. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Verse 28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy path. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Now, the main thing I'd like to emphasize on in this short message I'm giving you today is that in verse 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine along your path. Now, that's saying yes to a no. That's what I mean here. Say, for example, you know, circumstances in life are always taking us adrift. You see, it's very easy in life to spiral downwards than it is to climb the stairs of life. Climbing the stairs of life, I mean, for you to be successful, to have a successful business, to have a successful job, to have a successful career, it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of input from you. It takes a lot of time, managing your time properly and doing things the right way. It's not easy. That's why many people don't make it as it was. See what I'm saying? But to go down the tubes, as they say, to miss it and then go down the tubes, that means to spiral downwards and fail, is very easy. To fail, all you need to do is give up and say, hey, I'm not going to fight this battle. I give up. That's failing. To fail is to just say, well, I'm going to slacken up, and you slacken up. You're failing. To fail is to say, well, whatever the devil throws in your lap, you take it and you accept it and you go along with the wind. You fail. But if you got to succeed, you have to have a different spirit. You see, Joshua and Caleb, the Bible said they had a different spirit. A different spirit means you have a different image than the rest of the camp. The 12 spies, which represented 12 tribes of Israel, 10 tribes believed that they cannot take the land of Canaan. But listen, Joshua and Caleb, because they had a different spirit, they said, if God be with us, we shall take and possess the land. That's the spirit I'm talking about, having a different spirit. Don't just flow in thinking with the common rank and file way of thinking. Change your thinking. The day you change your thinking is the day you change your destiny. The day you say to yourself, I'm not going to receive from the hand of the devil whatever he places on my plate. I'm not going to take it. That's the day you start climbing up the stairs to success. But if you're going to let anything go in your life, then you are headed for a big crash. You see, this life is a sensitive life. The things and decisions you make will affect you eternally. You know, when I was growing up, I would say I never realized the gravity of decisions, although I didn't do much stupid things, you know what I'm saying? I was still in school, I finished school. The only stupid thing I think I did was play music. When I was in my final year in high school, I started playing in nightclubs, going around doing all those jizz and jazz stuff. And that was during my final stage of my final year in high school. But overall, I never did the major stupid things that people do that end land you behind bars, or do stupid things that land you in hospital, or do stupid things like some people did and impair you for life. I thank God for that. I went a little bit crazy because I used to drink, but I didn't drink too bad, really. My places you would find me, like in Zambia, was in hotels. I liked nice places. I liked the music in the hotels. I'll go there. But then still, you know, when you live a life like that, you spend money. It takes money to do that. You see what I'm saying? And then there are certain things you do, you regret the next day and say, hey, I wish I never said that. Oh, I wish I never did that. But it's already gone. It's already passed. But the point I'm trying to make to you is that you make a decision, even right now, that you're not going to make some silly decisions and stupid mistakes that can land you in big trouble in your own life. So how do you do that? You decree in your life. This scripture is telling us that thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine along your path. What is to decree? To decree a thing means you announce. People who make decrees or who made decrees were kings. Kings in those days, they would use their signet ring to seal a decree. A decree is actually a proclamation. Like, for example, when the proclamation came that everybody should go from to the place where they were born to register in the national statistics. That's how Joseph left with Mary to go register in Bethlehem. And during that journey, that's when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. But it was because a decree had been made by the king that everybody should go and register in the place where they were born. So a decree is made by a king. But we are also kings and priests in Jesus Christ. So you can make a decree. This is what we are talking about. Now here, Job, he went through a lot of suffering. Job went through some shake-up in his life. You remember he lost all his property. He lost all his children. He lost all his finances. He lost all his belongings. And then sickness and disease came upon him. He sat at an ash heap as he rubbed his soles with broken potter, broken parts of clay pots, and he was bleeding all over. But then as he started turning his heart, because one time Job said, "The thing I greatly feared has finally come upon me." See, that's why in my other message, if you listen to it, the one I preached about 2 days or 3 days ago, I said, fear is a tormentor. Job said, "The thing I feared has finally come upon me." You see, anything you fear so intensely, you attract it in your life. It will pass or come to pass. That's why you shouldn't have a spirit of fear. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound mind. The moment you start to fear things or fear people, that's the time you are digging your own downfall. God has not given us a spirit of fear. You must be bold in what you do. Fear will cause you to lose out in life. You start fearing and shaking even when you have done nothing wrong. You understand? You start fearing that you're going to die in poverty. Some people fear, oh, I'm going to die early. Oh, some people fear, oh, my life will never be a success. The things you fear will finally come to pass in your life. Because fear also has energy and power. It will attract those things that you fear into your life. You say, Bishop Mwamba, how do I change this? You make decrees. You see, I've made a decree in my life that I'm not going to be at the end of the line begging. I made that decree years ago in Africa that in my life, I'm not going to beg for nothing. That's number one. Number two, I made a decree to God, and I believed in him, and I trusted in him. I said, I'm not going to be that stupid that my life is going to end prematurely doing stupid things. So, although sometimes I lapsed, but that decree I made usually comes and rings in my head. I made a commitment to God that, Lord, I don't want to end up in a place where I'm restricted, I'm imprisoned, and I can't do my own thing. I said, Lord, I don't want that to ever happen in my life. That's the decree number two I made. Number three, I made a decree to the Lord. I said, I'm going to work hard in my life and experience the life of success that God has promised me. And I don't want to be my life to end up in poverty and lack. I made a decree. I made a decree also that I'm not going to be taken advantage of by the social systems. No matter what kind of social system it is, whether like in Africa or here in America or wherever I went, I wouldn't be taken advantage of. But I'll stand my ground and declare my freedom and declare my rights as a child of God. I still keep those decrees. A decree is a statement of fact of the things that you want to come to pass in your life. If you don't make a decree, any wind of change that comes will push you to the corner of your life. and you end up in total penury and lack because you never made a solid decree. I made a decree that I'll serve the Lord all the days of my life, that I'll never run away from the will of God, that I'll do His will until He calls me home to glory. See? Those are decrees that you do not need to move away from. A decree. The Bible said, you make such decrees, the light of the Lord shall shine along your path. What does that mean? God will put a stamp of approval to the things you decree. Don't receive any junky stuff coming into your life. Don't let any doors that close and you say yes to them. Oh, yes, you understand? That's what I'm saying. Saying a yes to a no. When you know that this thing belongs to you and you gotta go for it, listen to me, you gotta push against that closed door and make sure that door opens up and you receive your yes. Doors might close for you when you want to get a bigger home. You see what I'm saying? You want to advance in your business. Doors will close. They say, we can't give a loan. You know, you don't qualify. Your credit is messed up. All that stuff. That's a no. But you got to find a way to break that no, break through the barrier by the power of God and get that which you want to come to pass in your life. You know, we don't have that much time to linger around in the limbo and to be pushed around doing things that will never build our lives up for success. We need to sit down. We need to think through our future. We need to make sober decisions that we are not going to play around with our life. I remember one time, you know, I knew that, you know, this walk I was taking was a dangerous walk. I said to myself, you know, I'm going to start redeeming the drug addicts. I knew it was dangerous. But I stepped out on it and I said, hey, I'm going to do it. But before I realized it, I was swept by the storm. I lost my car. I lost money, close to over $3,000. I mean, I lost my job. And I was almost going to be a castaway. You understand what I'm saying? I quickly came back to the Lord and said, hey, Lord, forgive me. I might have overstepped myself. I misjudged the strength that I have to take up such a commitment. Forgive me. And then God forgave me. And, you know, I could see it, how the devil, the moment I stepped out to start it, how the devil opened up to actually tear me apart. I could see that. We children of God, don't you ever play in the territory of the devil because he's going to chew you up. I'm telling you. The devil has got no second thought. If you start doubling up in his territory, he will tear you up, tear your future up, and tear everything that you have. I almost lost everything, I'm telling you. But by God's grace, I started calling on his name and asking for forgiveness wherever I could have missed it, and asked God to start to redeem my life. And God started working slowly to bring me back up again. And I said to myself, I'll never make that mistake again. That was a big lesson. So I'm telling you, friends, if you don't stand on something and you don't make a strong decree in your life, the devil will sweep you over. So you need to make a strong decree that when the devil throws obstacles in your life, you need to stand your ground and fight against the obstacle, because behind that obstacle is your miracle. Like somebody said, when God is about to bless you, that's when whole hell breaks loose. When God is about to promote you, that's when all hell also breaks loose. So, you're going to get a no when you're supposed to get a yes in your academics, in your career, in your business venture. But you have to, you know, stand your ground. I like what Tyler, the Mama Dia, the owner of that big show, what he said. He said for many years he struggled to bring up his vision, which he knew was from the Lord. it was always a no for him. He wouldn't get money, no. He wouldn't get this, it was a no. But you know, he said, Tyler Perry, he said he stood his ground and believed in what he knew. He said he worked at a job he was not happy with. But just because he had to make ends meet, pay rent, and do other things, he had to go to this nasty job he never liked. See what I'm saying? There are times in your life you do some nasty things you don't want to do. But never give up. A change will come. But don't let it be your permanent stay. You understand? Let it be a stepping stone to bigger things. You know, when problems come, that's not where we are going to dwell. See, you got to move on to greater things. Let the problems be a stepping stone to bigger things. Now, Tyra Perry has got his own show. He has his own programs. You know, the Mama Dia programs, the videos, how people buy them like crazy all over the United States of America and maybe some countries where they know him. All I'm saying is you put a limit on yourself when you accept whatever the devil is throwing in your bosom. He's telling you, no, you can't do this. No, you can't do that. No, you can't do this. Change the no to a yes, I can do it. Uh-huh. Change. Say yes to a no. You know, there are many problems that face us that can actually change our lives. In education, you know, you don't get the finances to complete your education. You can lose your place in college. It's that easy. See what I'm saying? There are certain things maybe they could be looking for, maybe on your job or in your business. And if you don't have it, you can lose out. But then that doesn't mean that's your end. Draw back and then refire. Start to find ways you can make ends meet that you can succeed in life. Never be bogged down with whatever the devil throws at you. There is so much activity. There's so much life out there. Don't let the devil bog you down with useless stuff. You know what I'm saying? Bog you down with laborious things to do. Like somebody said, same old, same old, same old. You know what same old means? Doing the same things all the time which you don't like. But you do it anyway. No, quit. Change your compass. Change your focus. Change your vision. Just because, you know, somebody said, no, God has called me to reach Tulsa. But if things are not working for years, man, change your vision. Maybe it's not Tulsa. You could have got it wrong. Maybe he wants you to go to St. Louis or maybe to New York, Brooklyn or somewhere. Don't stick with something that's not working. When things are not, you know, this Creflo Dollar says, if you spend in doing something for 5 years and it doesn't change, then something is wrong, is not right. Maybe that's not your calling. Maybe God doesn't want you to be there or do whatever you're trying to do. If success does not come in 5 years, something is gravely wrong. Dump and throw the thing out of the window and look for something fresh. See, don't be bogged down in something that don't work. Don't become a fool for the sake of becoming a fool. Wake up, look up, and change your destiny. You understand? Don't receive anything from the hand of the devil and just say, oh, well, because that's how life is supposed to be, what can I do? You can do something. You can decree changes. You can say, I'm above only and not beneath. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. Whatsoever I put my hands to do must prosper. If it's not prospering, something is wrong. And whatever that thing is wrong, you better write it by your decision in your heart. For the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You're not going to rise above your thinking. Whatever you accept inside you is the way it's going to be. But as for me, my friend, if something doesn't please me, I kick it out of the window. First, I kick it out of the window of my mind. Then it comes into manifestation in my life. Amen. So, be blessed. Watch out for whatever comes in you. and do the will of God and nothing but the will of God. I don't let the devil suppress you and give you junk from his bag of foolishness. God bless you and bye-bye. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba signing off from Dallas, Texas, and saying God bless you. We talk to you again and bye-bye.